Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Today, across America, a bunch of you went out, probably purchased a gun. I don't know what the numbers are. You know, it's measured in millions at the end of the month. Since the COVID-19 slash open season Antifa slash BLM riots have been occurring, a lot of new people have come in. They have probably now gone and bought a second gun because they figured out maybe this first one isn't quite as adequate as I would have liked to have had. Now, with a little more availability, they may be looking for something else. Suffice to say that gun ownership is on the rise. People owning guns, new people, are on the rise. And, for me, that's a good thing. Not for the newspaper, The Guardian, the British publication. No one would ever mistake The Guardian for a pro-gun news outlet. But they have a new editorial on rising gun violence, and it's still worth talking about if for no other reason than to push back against some of the arguments. Because, notice, it's on rising gun violence. For them, they've already bought into the thing that you cannot associate guns without associating violence with them. You can't think about them without having the other one there. So, for instance, their assertion that while there's no evidence that increased gun sales are in any way responsible for the surge in violent crime seen in many cities, there's still something troubling about seeing millions of Americans embrace their Second Amendment rights for the first time in their lives. Do you think that they think that now the people that are embracing owning a gun for the first time in their life, have they somehow fallen from grace? Have they somehow come over to the dark side? Now, research so far does not suggest a direct correlation between the rising gun sales and violence. Experts and everybody else, I mean, you can look, there's certain constant common denominators involved wherever violence erupts. Economic desperation, isolation, loss of social structure, and the closure of schools and common community organizations by the pandemic, and the disruption to prevention and initiatives such as the work of violence interrupters who help to mediate when conflict develops. But the increase in ownership is nonetheless disturbing for them. And one study that they cite, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, of course, which means nobody's looked at it to see how they came to the conclusion, how they gathered the information. These things are actually very important in any study. Suggests that states with lower levels of violent crime pre-COVID saw a stronger connection between additional gun purchases and more gun violence. So this study that they mentioned comes from the anti-gun researchers at UC Davis. So I'm going to take their conclusions with some Boulder Gray-sized grains of salt. The bigger issue for me is that the Guardian's editors are disturbed by an increase in gun ownership, which amounts to being to be disturbed over Americans exercising a civil right. Now, in Australia, for example, civil rights apparently don't exist. And they're being run over. And they have not yet full-on revolted. But when they do, it's going to be ugly. But, I mean, that's in the offing if they don't do something about this pretty soon. What's disturbing to me is that some outside source out there would look at us and say to themselves, what they're doing disturbs me, when in fact they don't see it or observe it daily. They just have knowledge of it. And the knowledge they have of it comes from another source like themselves, from a media source, which is also colored by their political agenda. It's also worth noting that the paper's editors don't seem to have much of an answer when it comes to fighting crime, other than to blame guns. Which, guns, there's a lot of crime that occurs without guns anywhere near it. They state that the president's response to this includes predictable, if welcome, measures such as tightening regulations on the sale of ghost guns assembled from kits. Striking an overdue change was the $5 billion earmarked in the infrastructure bill for prevention funding, though that may not survive congressional politicking. Community intervention programs have been proven to work. The administration is to be applauded for recognizing that while gun controls are essential, they cannot be sufficient in a country already awash with firearms. Nor will simply pouring more money into the police when those disproportionately hurt by gun violence, young black men, are also disproportionately targeted by law enforcement. So they have bought into the whole spin of the agenda. On the one hand, guns are bad. And, you know, we can put money into law enforcement, but law enforcement is systemically racist. And these young black men, they're not going down because they're killing each other. They're going down because they're being targeted by the cops. That's the big problem for them. Gun controls are essential, but the enforcement of those laws leads to a disproportionate impact among young black men. That's their position. And these two positions are at odds with each other. But, you know, like all of these wordsmiths that are out there today, they don't even attempt to reconcile their contradictory take. They continue, with gun violence costing America an estimated $280 billion a year, a much bigger investment in prevention is both necessary and affordable. Other items on the administration's list, like bans on assault weapons and improved background checks, require congressional action that is unlikely. NRA maintains significant political clout despite its disarray. It has also achieved what it wanted in exchange for its investment in Donald Trump, a strongly pro-gun Supreme Court, which is likely to hear a Second Amendment case soon, reviewing a New York law that strictly limits carrying of guns outside the owner's home. Legislative progress, however limited, could soon be unwound. In the face of such developments and the fast rising human toll, never have concerted efforts to tackle gun violence been more necessary. So once again, they're conflating gun ownership with violent crime. And this tells me that the concerted effort they want to see would be far more to impact legal gun ownership than violent criminals. And like it or not, going and knocking on doors and trying to take guns from people is a non-starter. Not everybody's going to do that. Some jurisdictions will, some won't. And the problem is you're not going to get them all. It is a logistical impossibility. And in the end, right now, it just makes me wonder about Britain as they sit there and fret about our gun ownership while their troops are being forced to do things that our troops should be doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Knights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Here in my home state of South Carolina, we can nobody's going to accuse us of being leaders when it comes to Second Amendment issues. We are absolutely followers. And recently we had this proposal where there was going to be open carry of handguns if you had a permit to carry a weapon concealed. So now you can choose to either carry openly or concealed, which is what it boils down to. And you can't imagine the run-up to this. It was going to be more crime. It was going to make it more dangerous for law enforcement, the press, and the Democrats. They were all out in arms over this one. Up in arms, rather. One of the things they also did was that they scrapped the state for a permit, a carry license. And since the law has taken effect, predictably, I would have predicted this, and you know it's turning out to be true, there's been a surge in demand from residents eager to embrace their Second Amendment right. Now, this is actually put together and held together. Our regime of permits and licenses, whatever you want to call it, by the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, SLED. That agency is responsible for processing the CWP applications. And they are processing more applications than before August 15th. August 15th was the day that all of this took effect. Well, actually, August the 16th, I think. Now they're averaging more than 400 applications a day. Licensed gun safety instructors are seeing the demand for training double. Because you have to take a class to get the permit. You still have to pay for the class. Sheriff Scott owns Sand Hill Shooting Sports in Lugolf, South Carolina. She says we've seen an increase in requests for training, not just for CWP, which we offer several times a month. We even offer weekday classes for those people. I've seen an increase in women, which to me is a good thing. And it is a very good thing. It's a splendid thing. Though the surge in demand is also leading to some delays in processing applications. Right now, SLED has changed things. Now they have a 60-day turnaround in approving an application. Now that's not great. But actually, it's about 30 days great. It's 30 days better than it used to be. And it's a far sight better than what's happening in states like Illinois. Whereas of July, the Illinois State Police are now taking more than 130 days on average to process carry applications. The new law in South Carolina also imposes new training requirements on those seeking a concealed carry license. But Sheriff Scott says they haven't seen many problems adding the new mandates in their classes. She said it added maybe 30 minutes to the length of my class. Now, we have to talk specifically about carrying a single-action-only semi-automatic pistol, how you carry that safely. As part of the new open carry legislation, SLED mandates the permit holders fire a minimum of 25 rounds with a licensed instructor. They also must know how to properly secure a firearm in their holster, as well as to know what to do if someone tries to take their weapon. Those are all in addition to multiple de-escalation techniques and strategies. That's the thing, you know, I talked about this. If you're going to carry a gun in the open, you need to be carrying a threat-level holster, which is a gigantic affair. I mean, look at the police, what they carry on them. These are designed to where somebody that grabs a gun, even if they know how to activate a couple of things on it, they don't know how to activate everything in order to clear that gun out of the holster and take it from you. Retaining your weapon is vitally important. So, when I'm carrying concealed, for example, I can carry a gun inside the waistband with a sticky holster, with a pair of gym shorts and no belt, and nobody sees the gun, so I don't have to worry about them going after the gun. So for me, the new law, what it does is it just takes it and makes it okay if I accidentally flash the gun at somebody. Because it used to be that if I did that, that was breaking the law. That was problematic. But if I were to switch over and I decided I was going to carry the gun in the open, now I'm going to have to be, I'm going to need a belt. I'm going to need a very secure belt, which I have very secure belts, and I'm going to need a very secure holster. None of this open top friction stuff. I'm going to have levels of retention. That's going to be gigantic. It's going to be like mounting a little toy boat to the side of my hip. But hey, it's legal now, which it wasn't before. The good news is the anti-gun activists and the many Democratic lawmakers who were so hyperbolic in their claims about the impact of the new open carry. Well, right now, they're just being looked at as fearmongers, and those predictions of the Wild West have not proven to come true. So, you know, I was hoping for constitutional carry here in this state, open and concealed. Now this may have just made it a little easier to attain that, because before they take it up again, we will have a little bit of time elapse in all of this, and as we incrementally try to reclaim our rights here in the lovely Palmetto State of South Carolina. It has been. Which, this has only been in effect for 9 days. I haven't seen anybody carrying openly yet. Which, if they do, I'm going to try to observe what they're carrying with. I will only carry a gun in the open with a threat-level holster. So that means I will probably only have one gun that I carry in the open. And I haven't even decided what that's going to be yet. But we'll see. We're going to see. But, hey, once again, the fear mongers, they lose. Second Amendment wins. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is ramping up evacuations of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan. This comes as the White House says it is still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull the remaining American forces from the country following the Taliban's lightning speed takeover. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday tells reporters that the U.S. is in communication with the Taliban on evacuating priority groups.
Not saying it's been perfect, but by and large, the people that we have made clear to the Taliban that we want to have access through the checkpoints have been able to get through.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is cheering Democrats in the House for passing a procedural vote on Tuesday, establishing rules for the final vote on President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. This is USA Radio News. At least 10 school boards in Florida are defying Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order banning them from issuing mask mandates amid a spike in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. Governor DeSantis arguing there's not much of a difference between districts that are enforcing mask mandates and those that aren't.
You don't see any major differences between the districts that are following the law and the districts that are breaking the law, you know, with respect to this. So I would just say that we're in a situation where I think parents can best apprise that.
A new USA Today Suffolk University poll has President Biden's job approval at 41%. With 55% disapproving. Among independent voters, his job approval has fallen to 32%. Overall, he is just under 50% approval on COVID-19, 39% approval on the economy, and 26% approval on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I saw this, and I'm not going to say that I'm amused by it. I am actually mystified by it. Simply for one basic reason. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio was sentenced this past Monday to more than 5 months in prison after admitting to burning a Black Lives Matter flag and bringing rifle magazines to Washington, D.C. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia announced on Monday. Judge Harold L. Cushenberry of the D.C. Superior Court handed Tarrio, he sentenced him to 90 days in prison for destruction of property and 150 days for possession of large-capacity magazines. Now, I am mystified, and at the same time, I'm like, what do you think was going to happen on this? In D.C., anything over 10 rounds is illegal. I have seen Dianne Feinstein show up with that stuff. I have seen... I've seen Wayne LaPierre show up there with the springs coming out of him and them all messed up to where they can't function anymore. But I've seen people bring them in to D.C. and then show up on the TV shows, the morning news TV shows. But, you know, if you're a civilian who's not in the media, if you're a civilian who is not in law enforcement, and you roll in there and you think, well, this is America, and this should be this way. And I totally agree with you. But at the same time, if you actually believe in the Tenth Amendment, which I don't know exactly how I would even apply this argument to D.C., which is not a state. But just stay with me on this one. If you're going to go into some jurisdiction where it is illegal to have certain things, then you simply should not have certain things. And Mr. Tario, well, he didn't think that one through. He pled guilty July 19, 2021, and he will only have to serve 155 days in prison if he completes 3 years of probation, according to a press release. The part that makes me wonder, though, is he stole a BLM banner from the Asbury United Methodist Church and set it on fire at a nearby intersection in December, according to court documents. He was arrested on December 12, 2021, when he was found with two high-capacity magazines before attending the January 6th Trump rally in Washington. He told the court in January that he sells the magazines, and the ones he was carrying were already sold to a customer. Who buys two 30-round magazines? I'm sure some people do, but, I mean, who hand-delivers 30-round magazines to people? Now, he officially resigned from the Proud Boys in 2018. This is according to CNN. And Teschenberry said, "This court must respect the right of any citizen to peacefully assemble, protest, and make his or her views known on issues. But Mr. Tario's conduct in these criminal cases vindicate more of these democratic values. Instead, Mr. Tario's actions betray them." They said he's clearly, intentionally, and proudly crossed the line from a peaceful protest and assembly to dangerous and potentially violent criminal conduct. This is what the judge is saying. And this is quite contradictory with what we're seeing in other places. Isn't it? Isn't it? Now, in Portland, you've got the protesters and the counter-protesters. I don't know which is which right now. And you got the cops standing back, watching them. And that's okay. And there is destruction of public property, private property, property period. Just destruction all the way around. And nobody's doing anything about it. Now, I look at these things, and I posted a video yesterday. Posted a video yesterday about what happened on the day of 9/11. I was completely unconcerned with any of the conspiracy theories about this was a CIA operation or a USA operation. It was an internal operation. It was a this, it was a that. It's the warmongering. Had nothing to do with any of that. It had to do with the human impact of when those two Twin Towers were hit and what it did to the country at that particular moment. That's all it had to do with. And every veteran out there that saw that video has given me just the greatest review on that video. And everybody else out there who is more about the military-industrial complex and all these other things. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of smoke out there about a lot of things, but it really sometimes comes down to, if you're going to get out there and take a position on something, do you want to make a splash or do you want to make a crater? And that, see, in the military mindset, when you're a ground pounder, you just want to win. The longer you stay in it, of course, things are going to change and your attitude is going to change and a lot of things are going to change. But it just really comes down to you just want to win. You just want to survive. You want your friends to survive. That's what it boils down to. The very basic thing. So whatever they can do to get that, they will. So this, you know, we're going to have a face-off at some point. There's going to be a reckoning. with Antifa. There's going to be a reckoning with BLM. There's going to be a reckoning with the left. And when that time actually happens, this will not be the time to get out there and be making Instagram photos. It will not be the time to be getting out there and, you know, doing all of this social media nonsense. It won't be the time to record something so that you can post it and go viral. It will be the time to get deadly serious about what you're about to do. Because you're going in a position, you know, you're going to be going to a place that nobody wants to go. And some of the people besides you have already been there. And they'll go again. But all of this grand thing and everything that happens, grabbing the BLM flag and burning it on an intersection. Okay, he did that so he could be seen. That's great. And right now, looking at this, what I see is a guy who's been convicted of two things that are genuine crimes in Washington, D.C., apparently. This is going to affect him. And I wonder if now he can own a gun. If he can vote. I know that may seem sort of like a quaint question, but these are the things, you know, if I'm going to get in there and commit to something, it's going to be quite the ruckus. It's going to be quite the ruckus if I agree to go into something and do something like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Astonishingly, and first things first, for the moment, just let's just presume that the media is lying through their teeth to you about Biden being at, you know, he's just now fallen below 50%. He's nowhere near 50% approval rating right now. Nowhere near. The left is turning on him. The media is turning on him. I mean, this dude's standing alone for the most part. And his, you know, his understudy, she's not making things any better either. So, astonishingly, there are reports that the geniuses in the White House think that they're going to be able to ride out the mounting humiliation in Kabul because the American people wanted out of Afghanistan to begin with, and they're going to get bored of this and forget about it all soon. That's a problem. It's not a problem for us. This is all good for us. But rarely do politicians make such an insanely dumb analysis. But if they want to commit political harakiri, I think they should just go ahead on and do it. They're sort of like the Suicide Squad, and I want to talk about the Suicide Squad, too. Simply because that movie has these attempts at humor, but in their utter confusion about the alleged dunk on America they're attempting to make, you know, those Hollywood dummies, if you make America the villain, you're making the elite establishment you slavishly support the villains. Because the left has control of everything right now. So when you're making America the villain, you're going after your friends. So this whole Afghanistan thing, how does this bode for the Democrats? Well, nothing good is going to come out of this, especially for the Democrats. This disaster is likely to have huge ripples down the road as every Tom, Dick, and Abdul is going to have an AK and a grievance, and they are going to decide it's open season on the infidels. Because the infidels look impotent right now. Projecting weakness to males who didn't get the message that you solve disputes using your words has consequences, makes them think, probably accurately, that they can kill Americans and our allies without consequence. So because they believe this, and this is this is not a matter of if, now it's a matter of when, because they believe that they can kill Americans without consequence, that means they're going to do it. And this is going to haunt us. This has not ended anything. Now it has just changed the shape of the way we're going to have to do things. Then there's the political angle, and you know that it's devastating to the failed establishment because we've been warned that now is not the time for politics. I happen to think it's a great time for politics, and so does the White House, the media, State Department, the intel community, and the terribly woke military. You can tell because all of them are in full spin mode, trying to slough off the blame for this human centipede of failure onto each other while telling us that we dare not criticize them now because we have to pull together and hug it out. Now, it would be useless to observe that this pulling together and hugging stuff never came up under Trump, so I'm not going to do that. But it does provide massive leverage against the Democrats, which they understand because they're trying to get us not to use it. I'm sure that Lindsey Cheney and Mitt Sass and the rest of the team SAP will inform us that using this undeniable evidence of asterisk's gross incompetence is not who we are, and oh well, I never, and we should ignore it for some reason. But no. No. We need to take this mess and make it a huge, painful suppository. And the White House, a freak show of pronoun people who never met a normal American they didn't despise, seem to think that all of this is going to blow over. But there's a problem, you see. There's a taint to this story. Patton taught us this. Not George Patton, but the movie Patton taught us this. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. And this is more than just narrative or messaging. This is an assault on our identity as Americans. We don't see ourselves as running away under fire, leaving loyal people behind. Now, in a lot of cases, this might not bother the chestless humanoids like we're commenting on the video, or of the elite who think concepts like honor are bizarre taboos clung to bitterly by those Jesus gun people, and which exists only to use to invoke and thereby trick normals into doing their bidding. But it does bother us, though. I don't think we'll forget this fiasco anytime soon. In fact, this will go down in the ledger next to the $4.89 gas, the endless masking, and your kids coming home from school to announce that their barren 58-year-old unionized teacher said you were racist because of where your great-grandpa sailed over from. This is not necessarily the straw that breaks the camel's back, but it sure has aggravated the lumbago. Yeah, and the 2.5K follower Twitter blue checks from blogs no one reads are all up in their puny arms over how this is all Trump's fault. And that flex might work for stupid people, of which there are many. But most people assign blame to the guy at the controls, and for better or worse, all of it worse, right now that's Grandpa Badfinger. There's a meme of an evac chopper flying above the Kabul embassy with a pic of asterisk licking his chocolate chip cone superimposed over it. And that's the image that's going to last. That of the desiccated old freak who promised normality, propped up by the media and whatever drugs they're pumping into his veins, but ended up presiding over America's deadline. We're not going to forget this. Now on to the movies. You know, I'm not a big comic book flick guy, but, you know, that's because I'm grown up. Sometimes, oh, it's somebody else's turn to pick the movie because they watched The Guns of Navarone with me or The Great Escape, so fair is fair. And I saw this the other day, and I did laugh at it, but not at the jokes. It is not a Plan 9 from Outer Space, and it's more entertaining than a colonoscopy, I guess, but it tries to be edgy in that non-edgy way movies today are. Lots of yucky gore and bad words, but nothing particularly transgressive that challenges anything like the establishment. But it thinks it does now. Its characters are wacky rebels busy rebelling against something. We're supposed to identify with them and thereby get some sort of catharsis designed to wring the uppity right out of us. The status quo is left undisturbed at the end, though. In fact, these rebels preserve it. James Gunn wrote it, and now he's being rehabilitated from cancellation by loyally adhering to the leftist line. And he tries to do the 70s thing of making the U.S. government the real villain, like in The Day of the Condor. But he's a particularly slavish leftist who loves him some Biden and hates those mean insurrectionists. He's a poser. He's a clown. He doesn't want to fight the power. He wants to fight those who would fight the power. And at the end of the dumb movie, his character saved the power from accountability. Huge kill count in the movie. But the most prominent casualty in the Suicide Squad is irony. That's about, you know, it's, what is that, about 100 and, not quite 100 minutes of my life I'll never get back. But hey, experience, you know, you get to experience things. So you need to get out there and broaden your horizons. Coming up, yes, let me try that again. Coming up next, Mark Sims from Guns.com. We're going to talk about how you can sell your gun on Guns.com and how easy they make it for you to do so. That's coming up next. I've got one that I may need to sell, so I'm going to be paying attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.